This is our Truth in 10 segment where Pastor Mark answers your prophecy or Bible questions in 10 minutes or less. Pastor Mark, our question this week is really kind of a catalyst, so to speak, for it to kind of launch us into the theme for this week's show. And this question comes from Mike, who listens to us in Hendersonville, North Carolina. He said, during the pandemic, our church we attend closed down to in-person services. They very slowly opened up from online to online only to in-person, masked only, socially distant services when the government said so. They stayed that way until the governor said we could finally have church services. My family and I would travel to Calvary Knoxville so we could worship publicly. It's good to hear, Mike. I truly feel that the church should have never given in to this and turned people away if they wouldn't wear a mask. While the church fully preaches the gospel, I don't feel right about how they handled it, and I am struggling with wanting to go back. Pastor Mark, we love and value all that you say. Would you suggest to stay?
Yeah. Well, again,
that's a tough one.
It is. And let me just encourage you, Mike, first of all, and just say, you know, that is a tough thing. And I certainly don't want to. Only God can answer that for you is kind of the quick answer. I'll give more details, but only God can lead you as to where you're supposed to be. I think that every church handled it differently. Every pastor handled it differently. And in all fairness to the churches and the pastors, you know, especially at the beginning, I think as time went on, there was reasoning decisions that could have been made. To maybe alter some of those decisions. But early on, nobody knew what was going on. There was a little bit of, hey, are we all going to die? What's happening? So I don't fault any pastor or church initially for putting up a high wall of protection for their people. I think where the struggle comes in is after a little bit of time went by and you found out, okay, the house is really not on fire. Everybody's really not dying. Maybe we should kind of start getting back to normal. And I would say this, if your church was telling you, hey, we're not going to meet at all, regardless, then I would say, yes, you need to find a new fellowship. You need to find some place where they're gathering together to seek the Lord. You know, the Bible gives a command not to forsake the assembling together as believers. But if your church is gathering together and they're still requiring masks and social distancing, you may not like that, and it may be unnecessary. However, if they're still teaching the word and you can go to church wearing a mask and you're hearing the word and you're worshiping, you know, and you don't mind the inconvenience of that, then, you know, I see no reason to leave your home fellowship. You know, it's you're hearing the word, you're worshiping. And if you can tolerate what you're having to do, then fine. But, you know, if it's something where you say, I can't tolerate this, then you have to let God lead you in that decision. So I don't think there's anything that specifically says, you know, thou shalt leave if they do us this, you know. You've got to decide that, and God will lead you in that decision. And, you know, Greg, you and I were talking before the show, you brought up a point. Sometimes there's even advantages to staying in the midst of a situation that maybe you thought should be handled differently so that you might be a positive influence. But either way, I know that everybody has different propensities, and I would say that you have to let God lead you on that one. But as long as they're allowing you to meet, I don't see a reason you would have to leave. If they say you cannot meet, you know, at that point, you need to find a church that's gathering together, because I think we're out of the question as to whether or not this is truly a major danger zone. Certainly, it is to be taken serious. The virus is serious. There are some people dying, but it's not worth calling life off, and it's not certainly worth shutting churches down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's exactly what's, you know, happening is that, you know, we're taking it way farther than it needs to go.
Yeah.
So anyway,
yeah.
Mike, we hope that answers your question. Probably maybe you're looking for someone to tell you to stay or to go, but really when it comes to stuff like that, only the Lord can really direct and confirm that, because he knows more than clearly what we do in that situation. But
right.
We appreciate your question and the lesson. We appreciate you visiting here at Calvary Knoxville and driving in from North Carolina. So that was wonderful to hear. If you've got a question like Mike, we invite you to visit our website at thewaymedia.net, or you can download the Way Media app. Just go to the Signs of the Times section, look for Ask a Prophecy question, and you can fill out the form there. So